Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they moved into a house with a rent-to-own option, but once they got in there, they found out they weren't the only ones there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you can also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper's with me today.
Hello, hello.
I was talking to your dad the other day. We did an episode together and he's like, man, I heard Harper and you do an episode together. He's like, when did she get so grown up? Which I think is cute. Because I think, you know, it's different when you just hear your voice as opposed to talk to you. So he was like, she's so grown up. What's happening?
I'm only 10.
Yeah, but so you don't get it. When you're a parent, it's like, oh, but I remember the day you were born, you know. So 10 is pretty grown up. I'm just telling you.
Yes, 10's still pretty itty bitty.
Yes and no. I will say that because I'm kind of with him. I remember him showing me your sonogram picture. Isn't that crazy? That's how long I've known you. You were still in the womb. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, look at her. She's so precious. That's how long I've been your Aunt Carol. So there. Well, you ready to hear a story? I've got a couple of them
definitely.
Today. Okay, here we go. I'm Nancy, and the story I want to share happened while living in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We were just starting our family when my husband suffered a financial setback at the loss of his job. We were just getting back on our feet when he was offered a house to rent with the option to buy. It was a small house in an area too close to downtown for my liking, but he was eager to get the deal and saw it as an investment opportunity. We checked it out. It needed a good cleaning and looked like no one bothered with it for a while. Other than that, it seemed like a nice house, and I went along with my husband and his assurance that we could move out whenever we wanted if we didn't like it, and agreed to have our rent go toward purchasing. The instant I stepped in the door on the day we moved our belongings in, I knew we'd made a mistake. Suddenly, it seemed very dark and confining. I had feelings of anxiety, a bad, heavy feeling, and couldn't place why. Have you ever walked in any place and felt like that, Harper? Just, it's like oppressive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've actually had that with this house sometimes.
Oh, your new house?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It looks old, but there's presences around here.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when I come. I'll let you know what I think.
There's definitely some stuff here.
Because, like, I don't want anything singing to me in the middle of the night, but...
Oh, no, there's nothing singing to you. And that wasn't even me. Now, that was...
That was at the last house you lived in.
Now, yeah.
I thought it was Harper singing to me in the middle of the night, and apparently it was nobody singing. I don't know what I heard.
Like, I passed out in my bed, like, as soon as I went up to my room that night. It was, like, odd that you heard singing.
Yeah. And it was you. And I was like, what the hell is she doing? And I go, hello. And then it stopped. And then in my head, you went back to bed. But apparently... You were already in bed.
I can assure you, I was not singing at your door.
And it was not your dad. His voice doesn't go there. It was definitely, it sounded like a kid, a girl. It did.
We do have a history in that house, though.
Something going on there.
Yeah, there definitely is. Oh, funny thing, actually. Something happened with like a family, but they died in like one of the four houses because it was like big four houses, not in a row, but like all together is a four. But in the house behind us had like a burial, like a small like burial area. It was like a family of like three, a mother, a daughter, and a dad.
And was that the old house that you lived in?
Yes, yeah.
Oh. You said
So I thought
mother,
that was
daughter,
interesting.
dad. Maybe it was the daughter who was singing to me that night. It was
It
the weirdest
certainly.
thing, and she came back. It wasn't just once. She did it when it was dark, and then did it again about six, did it again about seven.
I'm never up at
Well, that's
six.
what I thought was weird. I'm like, doesn't this kid ever sleep? Apparently it wasn't you. Okay, back to the rent
That's
to own,
not me.
back to the rent to own house. At
Yes.
first, there was nothing but the feeling that I hated the place. Then little things started happening. On the day of our big Oktoberfest parade, which thousands of people came to take part in, I had a cute little outfit for my 2-year-old to wear. I put it in his drawer, and when I went to get it, it was nowhere to be found. I tore everything apart, looking in other drawers, the hamper, the clothes basket. It was nowhere. I was disappointed as I dressed him in something else. The very next morning, got any guesses? When we were getting him dressed, there was his outfit right on top, right where she left
What?
it. Several other little things disappeared, a gold bracelet that turned up months after I'd misplaced it, right under the cushion of a rocking chair I sat in every day. Not in the corners, but smack in the middle. My car keys turned up in our mailbox after frantically searching for them to get the kids to their weekly swim lessons. You know, one thing I'll say about that is that the car keys could have fallen out of her purse, like getting the kids out, or she could have dropped them. And sometimes people will find things like that, and maybe they knocked on the door, no one was there, so they just put them in the mailbox.
Yeah,
And one
that happens.
debunking theory, I don't know. One morning, I woke up, went into the kitchen to find thousands of big black ants marching in lines up and down, covering the walls. I was so upset by this that I scooped up the kids and left for the day, and they were gone by the time my husband came home from work and never saw them again. Now, that's weird because I can see the ants showing up one day because they kind of do that. Bugs will just kind of show up like moths. All of a sudden, it's moth season.
But thousands of them covering walls?
And then they're gone. That's the weird part.
Just bibbidi bobbidi boo away.
Yes, bibbidi bobbidi boo away. The worst and
Yes.
most terrifying thing, and this is creepy, was the night my husband asked me to load the wood burner in the basement. I was extremely cold that night, and I worked in a restaurant and came home late. I said I would, as I had done it before. After I got home, I went down in our dreary, dark, dirt floor basement and opened the door to throw some wood in when I was amazed what I saw. In the firebox was what I thought I saw was a log that had burned in the exact size and shape of a pig. It had a formed body, head, ears, eyes, and the mouth was open with teeth. It glowed red to lighter pinkish to the rhythm of breathing. Like, I had to add that in because it sounded spooky. I was transfixed and could not look away. How is this possible? I couldn't believe my eyes. For at the very least, there should have only been embers left from how long ago it had been since it was filled. How could it look so real? As I stared at it, it glowed redder and redder, and the breathing got faster and faster. And a 2-foot flame shot out of the mouth right at me. Isn't that crazy? I slammed the door shut, raced upstairs, and the next day I told my husband I was never going down there at night again. I knew no one would believe this, and it took several years before I ever told anyone. Jeez. I wouldn't.
I
That
would have bibbidi-bobbidi-bibbidi myself out of that house.
So it says, we finally were able to find a new home exactly 3 blocks from this one. When the exterminator was over, he asked, I asked him if a larger house would mean more expense for his services. He asked me where we were moving and said he had done that house too. I asked it if it had been pest-ridden, and he said, not of the living kind, and so continues my experiences with the spiritual world, more of them to come. So they move from one creepy house into another. So why do we stay there? These things seemed to only happen to me, and I knew my husband would never believe any of it, thinking I was crazy. The kids were very small and money was tight, and I believe I did tell him almost daily that I wanted to move. We lived there for 10 long years.
I couldn't do that.
In an unrelated story to ours, a year or so ago, it came up in the news that a woman was brought to that house supposedly to use a phone. I'm going to say was brought into the house to use a phone and raped in the basement by a man who was doing remodeling work. Wondering if the evil I think was lurking there had anything to do with it. I'll write in with some occurrences from our new house. What?
Wow.
So the pig thing, that there's no way that the fire, the log burned into a pig. That's the weirdest thing. There's no way. And I think it's, and I've never had a house where you had to go throw wood in the, I guess, the furnace in the basement. Like, that's kind of old days sort of stuff.
It could have been like an older house, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it had to have been some kind of hallucination, sort of haunting,
paralysis.
Sort of weird. I don't know, some weird paranormal, creepy thing. Because it sounds like a lot of things happen to her no matter where she goes.
Yeah.
That is so creepy. And then to move,
that is very creepy.
Then to finally get out of that house, and then you move into another one. Oh my God. 10 years. We finally got out. Shoot. We now live in another haunted house.
And this is why you research your houses before you move into them.
You know, and sometimes you can't. It's like, is it haunted? What are they going to tell you? No. I mean, of course, because they want you to rent it.
Thousands of search engines out there that, like, hey, stories and history of this address.
Here are the hauntings associated with this address. Okay, here's another story. And this one is about a really bad boyfriend, okay?
Wow, okay.
If I had to name it, I would call it the really bad boyfriend. Or maybe it's the really bad ex-boyfriend. A few hundred yards down the road from the house my parents moved into in Missouri, there's a small cemetery that is shown to be very active. From seeing men in raincoats that disappear as you drive, to a soldier in a WW2 uniform standing near the flag, to an EVP of a little girl singing, or multiple voices asking, where I'm going. I think they meant, where am I going? One experience stands out a little more to me, though. I do not scare easily, having had several experiences with spirits in my lifetime. This experience, however, is one of the many times that made me shiver to the bone. I was driving back to my house with my ex-girlfriend. Oh, they are ex. Okay. Now you know why they're ex as this story goes on.
Oh, fun.
So I was driving back to my house with my ex-girlfriend to watch a movie when I decided to pull kind of a mean prank on her. She hated the cemetery enough during the day, but it was an hour or so after sundown by the time we got close. I was driving her truck and pulled to a stop by the gate on the far side of the cemetery. I took the keys out of the ignition and jumped out as quickly as I could, climbing over the gate. She begged me to get back in the truck, and I told her she'd have to catch me to get the keys. I ran along the side fence straight toward the other gate in the cemetery. I knew the path well, having walked it with my little brother several times. I slowed down to a quicker-paced walk, and something grabbed my shoulder. I thought it may have just been a tree branch that snagged me, but as I looked back, there was nothing there. The nearest tree was 15 feet away, and nothing else near me could have reached that high. I quickened my pace again and reached the other gate. I looked back, and my girlfriend had just opened the first gate. That is so mean. Isn't that horrible? It's like the sun's gone down. So I don't know if it's pitch black, but an hour after, I would think so. That's just horrible.
When the sky is like pretty dark blue, but it's not like pitch black.
Yeah. So he said, I looked back and my girlfriend had just opened the first gate, desperately trying to use her dim flip phone to guide her. This was back in the day.
Aww.
The moon was out and it was only bright enough to see outlines in the trees and fields toward the far side of the cemetery away from the road. She was maybe 200 yards from me. That's a really long ways, 200 yards. That's two football fields. And I could hear her whimpering, about to cry. I had forgotten she hated cemeteries so much. No, he had not. He pulled over because he knew she did.
Yeah.
Oh, he's mean. Liar. He's mean. Then he says, trying to be nice, I called out to her and shouted, hey, Ashley, I'm right over here. She walked toward me for about 20 feet and then turned suddenly and started walking toward the back fence. I shouted again, telling her to follow the front fence. Again, she walked toward me for about another 20 feet and turned toward the back fence.
Is something deceiving her?
I don't know. So I finally pulled out my little pocket light and shone it toward her. She raced as fast as she could, and when she got to me, she hit my chest. Half in tears, she whispered, ha ha, that was so funny. I apologized for what I'd done, and she said, no, that part I forgive you for. I'm really mad that you had the nerve to sneak up next to me and say, he wants you over there. You did that 3 times, you jerk. I told her the only thing I said that was even remotely close was, hey, Ashley, over here. And she said, no, I distinctly heard you whisper right in my ear, he wants you over here, right next to me. Now, fairly concerned and scared, I grabbed her hand and said, let's go. We can talk about this at my house. As we were walking back to the truck, on the outside of the fence, something caught my eye toward the back. I saw a shadowy figure running across the back fence and then disappear. We got back to the truck after a couple of minutes, but it felt like forever. I opened her door and helped her in. The only nice thing he had done for her. Opened a door and helped her in after terrifying her.
Well, at least she forgave him. Kind of.
Yeah, because she still had to get in the car and ride with him. Yeah. I would have said that too, just to get back to safety. I closed the door when Ashley screamed. Right there at the gate, 10 feet away from us, was a shadowy figure just standing there directly in front of us. I couldn't see the eyes, but I knew it was staring right at me. I've come to group spirits as being either good, bad, or neutral. This figure was pure evil, one of the worst I've felt in my life. I could feel the pure hatred it had, as though it felt we had invaded its space. I was frozen in fear. It just stood there staring us down. I finally grabbed the keys from my pocket, turned the truck on, peeled out as fast as I could. It took me a few seconds to remember to turn on the headlights. To this day, I'd still rather drive the extra few miles just to go the other way home to avoid the cemetery. His name is Nick. Nick. No wonder that's an ex-girlfriend. That is traumatizing. He put that poor girl through that.
No good, Nick.
No. That was bad boyfriend behavior. That's not funny. Like, he traumatized that poor girl. Look at you like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
Actually, he is kind of funny.
So maybe Nick's the right guy for you, not for Ashley.
First of all, I'm 10.
Well, I mean, down the road, a guy like Nick. Maybe you would.
That'd be an age difference.
Well, let's say you're 16 and he's 16. And you guys are dating and he's giving you a ride home. And the guy just pulls over to the cemetery, grabs the keys, puts them in his pocket, and jumps out. Would you find that terrifying? Especially if it's a place that kind of creeped you out anyway. Would you find it terrifying?
First of all, cemeteries don't creep me out. I find them quite peaceful. And okay. No, I want it. In fact, I'd be thrilled.
Okay, so I'm the other camp. I would be downright angry.
Of course you would, because you're Carol.
I probably would have just sat in the truck. I don't think I'd ever got out. I'd have just waited him out. You know what? You want to go walk around a cemetery at night? You go ahead. Because eventually you're going to get tired of walking around the cemetery by yourself. Not funny. So now we know why they broke
up. Pretty funny, to be honest. Good job, Nick.
Okay, you know what? We're going to agree to disagree on that one. And you know what else? I'm going to talk to your dad about every guy
about
you date.
What?
You're going to have to run it. When you start dating, you're going to have to run it by your dad. Then he's going to run it by me.
Oh,
I don't know that that'll work. Anyways, if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.